Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He doesn't always solicit underage girls, but when he does, he gives them Drew Garabo's name. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
Welcome back. It's Cat Named Mo Show. You've got us until 3 o'clock. Then it's Drew Garabo Live, the repeat. SBK, my brother, soul brother, Kevin, I believe the Brewing Show is going to be going down 7 to 8. Make sure you stick around for that as well. The Higgins brothers, Josh Higgins, the leader of the band, and his beautiful wife, Jenny. We are expecting them in studio in just a little bit, give you a little musical entertainment, as we always like to do here from local musicians on the Cat Named Mo Show. If you cannot help out other local artists, then why be a local artist? That's my philosophy, at least. Want to, and we rarely get serious here on the Cat Named Mo Show, because it's a Saturday afternoon. You're out there either at the beach or on your way to the beach, to the mall maybe, to an amusement park, mowing your lawn, taking care of your lawn, out by the pool, whatever. You're doing stuff. You're relaxing for the most part. There are those of us that have to work and may find ourselves on the way to work, from work, or listening while we're at work. Hey, Marcello, out at Gennaro's, I know you guys always have us on. But I need to get serious here for a minute, because this happened. I believe the lawsuit was threatened to be filed, and then the information came out this week. I believe it was about a week and a half to maybe 2 weeks ago that three teenage girls found themselves dead after stealing a car, attempting to elude the police, and driving into a pond where they drowned. Now, it's always tragic when a parent loses a child. The circumstances, and again, I'm going to say some things that are probably going to piss off some people, but I'm going to tell you what I feel and how I feel it. It's always tragic when a parent loses a child. It is the circumstances by which they lose that child are not always tragic. And that's just the truth of the matter. Okay? So while I can certainly, as a father myself, a father of three myself, empathize with the pain in losing a child, one must also ask themselves, what did I do to contribute to that loss? And certainly, one does not need to misdirect the blame for that loss on men and women that are just trying to do their job. A job that we all pay for as taxpayers, and a job that we all appreciate, and a job that I don't want to be made more difficult because you were a bad parent. And this is the story. The mother of one of the three teenagers who drowned in a stolen car in March announced Tuesday that she plans to sue the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Yashika Clemens and her attorney, Aaron O'Neill, announced the plans at a news conference called by the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. Too many words in that title already. How about dummies? In a press conference called by the dummies. There you go. Right there. That's a the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, a title in which tells you absolutely nothing about this organization. And when a title of an organization cannot clue you in to what the organization is about, that's because they don't know themselves. Or they're purposely trying to hide it. Kids for Cancer, Children's Hospital, National Diabetes Foundation. I know what those are all about. The International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. Get the hell out of here. A long time and often inflammatory critic of law enforcement. Understand this. I am not here to tell you that law enforcement is not above criticism, suspicion, and investigation. Because like any organization, you are going to have bad apples, bad seeds, if you will, and you're going to have a certain element that, if left unchecked, can ruin, certainly tarnish, the reputation and effectiveness of said organization. But there is a difference between being an activist and an opportunist. Al Sharpton has made a career out of being an opportunist, which is to say he seeks out situations that have a certain nature of volatility attached to them and then exploits that volatility. He doesn't attempt to diffuse it. He attempts to exacerbate it for his own financial gain and fame and legacy, if you will. And when you have an organization that finds situations where we have to admit to ourselves as a people, and I'm talking about black people right now, as a black people, that oftentimes we are the architects of our own demise, that we cannot have organizations that are going out with the express purpose of diminishing the effectiveness of an organization that we need. I need the police to be able to respond like the police if something's going down at my place or at the place of someone that I love. At the point that we have law enforcement officers second guessing themselves, and I'm talking about the ones that are properly trained. I'm not talking about the ones that pull up on the situation and without giving it the proper assessment have guns out and are shooting kids that have toy guns in their hands. Without, you know, maybe approaching at a safe distance, being able to, again, properly assess the situation and nobody gets hurt. I'm talking about I don't need properly trained law enforcement agents that are out there trying to get home to their family like I am trying to do every day, having to second guess what they do or how they do it if they know, again, that they are properly trained. Because within that fraction of a second, that can mean their death. That can mean the death of me. That can mean the death of my child. It can mean certain things that are not necessarily necessary. Okay, so this is what they are saying. We believe these girls were murdered. No, they were not murdered. They were in a stolen car eluding the police. There is nothing there that even portends of murder, said O'Neill, a Maryland attorney who serves as general counsel. See, another title. What is that? General counsel. Is this Lord of the Rings? Is this St. Pete? Okay. I don't see no mountains. I don't see no Gollum. I don't see whatever else populates Lord of the Rings. It's a little too geeky for me to get into, but general counsel. Okay. So for the Uhurus, we want to get to the facts and the truth about what really happened that day. So right then and there, they're telling you they neither know the facts nor the truth. So why are you putting the cart before the horse and filing a lawsuit claiming murder when you admit in said lawsuit that you don't have the facts nor the truth? Idiots. general counsel. I got your general counsel hanging. All right. O'Neill did not. That's not going to be in my rebuttal. That's not going to be in my official rebuttal, Roland. Okay. O'Neill did not specify what damages he will seek or what the lawsuit will allege, though he said a wrongful death claim is likely. O'Neill said a portion of dash cam video released by the sheriff's office showing a deputy traveling at high speeds is evidence that the deputies were chasing the Honda. Let me tell you what the car was. Let me tell you what word you shouldn't have in that sentence. Honda. You should say the dash cam by the sheriff's office showing a deputy traveling at high speeds is evidence that the deputies were chasing a stolen car. The make of the car is immaterial to this incident. What is material is the fact that the car was stolen.
Right.
Okay? That is the words that you need in place of Honda carrying Battle and her friends, 15-year-olds Ashante Butler and Lanaya Miller. Sheriff's Office policy forbids deputies from pursuing stolen cars. That's from at high speeds. You certainly can engage in an initial contact when you find out that the car is stolen. Okay. And you know why the sheriff's office and a lot of law enforcement agencies have a policy forbidding them from chasing stolen cars? Because of the danger to innocence, not because of the sheriffs, but because of miscreants, if you will, because of idiots out there stealing other people's property and then having a reckless disregard for other lives as they attempt to hold on to something that they did not earn.
Right.
So now we have crippled our law enforcement officers by the very nature of the wanton disregard for life that these criminals display, which is wrong in my book, but I understand why the policy is necessary. This is the part that really gets me. The three girls would have been alive today if deputies followed their own protocols around these police chases, O'Neill said. Let me tell you how the three girls would be alive today. If they didn't get into a stolen car, if they didn't steal a car, if they had stopped when the police told them to stop, if they didn't have reckless disregard for other people's lives. That's how they would be alive today. The precipitating action that caused the death of these three girls occurred way prior to these deputies being in pursuit or even being aware of the fact that they were in a stolen car. You dummy Uhurus, you idiots. You can laugh at that.
Okay.
I wouldn't. They're going to kick your ass. They'll kick your white ass. And then this is what I want to get to. And this is the final part of it, because we don't rant and rave. But I just feel it's important that someone in this community that I live say to these Uhurus, get the hell out of town. We don't need you. You're doing more damage than good. And you can't say that I'm coming from a racist point of view because I am a black man, okay? I'm a lot of other things, but predominantly I'm black. Okay, this is what one of the mothers says about the daughter. Okay, she goes, "You never gave up on me even when I gave up on myself," she wrote. This is the letter one of the daughters wrote to the mother. She wrote it from a juvenile facility, by the way. That's where this letter is coming from. And that's material to what I'm about to say. It's time for change. Enough is enough, which apparently was a lie, because enough apparently wasn't enough. I just want to get help because I know I'm not going to be able to stay on this track if I do it by myself. I just get influenced easily. Again, this is a letter that was written from a juvenile facility to the mother of one of the daughters that ended up dead after drowning in the bottom of a pond when they tried to elude police in a stolen car. Okay, this girl that is the focus of the lawsuit had multiple counts for stealing cars. This was not the first car that she stole. It was not the first. Now, this is what I'm going to say to you as a parent and as someone that was at one point a teenager at 15 and 16, because we all have to do that. We all have to make that transition. I understand influence. I understand doing something that doesn't necessarily bespeak of your character. I, while never having been in a stolen car or have never having stolen a car, cannot honestly sit behind this microphone and tell you that when I was 15 or 16, had I been around my friends and we saw a car running and the owner had gone into a store and we're standing around with nothing to do at night and one of my friends go, hey, let's get in that car and take it on a joyride. Not necessarily steal it and take it to a chop house, but let's go on a joyride. I cannot honestly, and I will not, being honest, sit behind this mic and tell you I might have been stupid enough to do that. To get into that car.
Well, he picked them up. And they were already in the car.
Okay, but
he made a stop.
But say that they did. I'm just saying that as a teenager, we do acts that don't necessarily reflect who we are as a person. Really. So I'm saying it might not have been above me to jump in the car and we go around a joyride and then we abandon the car. Now, so that wouldn't be reflective upon my mother. Who grew a devout Jehovah's Witness, and had raised me in every right way possible. That wouldn't be a reflection upon her. I will tell you this. After I got caught that first time, I would never, and I'm admitting that I could have had a lapse in judgment and done something like that. But after the first time, and I'm caught, and I have to go home to my parents or parent, never happened again. I promise you that. Hey, Mo or Maurice, because I wasn't Mo then. Maurice, let's get into that. I'm good. You guys want to do that? I don't think you should, but I am absolutely good. At the point that you have multiple arrests for stealing cars, that is a reflection of bad parenting. I'm sorry. And you can disagree, but I'm telling you, you're wrong. The point of multiple arrests for doing the same thing over and over and over again is indicative of bad parenting skills or just absentee parenting. And therefore, the death of those three girls are on each individual parent. So lay off of the St. Petersburg Police Department. Let them do their job. They're not always perfect. And in the situations where they aren't perfect, let's call them to the carpet. But do not assess blame for the deaths of three girls that are 15, 16, out late at night, stealing cars for the upteenth time. And then eluding police. Had me, myself, and maybe my six-year-old son been in my Jeep and I'm riding down the road and they come by and they cut us off and my kid is now dead, then I'm in jail because I'm going to the source, which is the parent of this idiot that is driving a car recklessly that she does not own. Let me tell you something. It's hard enough in this world getting by for a great majority of us by doing the right thing. Don't take my ass. I have to pay for that car. I still have payments for that car. I have bills maintaining that car. If you want a car, I suggest you do what I do, which is go to work and struggle and sacrifice. That's how you get a car. Okay? Leave other people's ass alone. Okay? And then you know what you won't find yourself in? The bottom of a pond. We'll be back. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.